If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson RV.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
I have a brand new project and I hope you'll
okay, Joey pals. This Friday, Wink Martindale is going to have a vintage visit with Gordon Jenkins. So Rick is going to play Stump the Hostess all week. I know some of his recordings.
Open every window, open every
oh, that's
door,
it.
And leave a friendly message for the
open every window.
Have him call the Prexy and advise him of
the name is the professor.
Be back about next Thursday night.
I think the idea is peachy.
For heaven's sakes.
Will the teacher give us wings to put on our backs?
I've often thought of trying, but I never really dared.
The feeling must be most exciting.
I'm scared.
All you have to do to learn to fly is look the teacher squarely in the eye. Then count to three, knock on wood.
One, two, three.
What a cute song. But of course, I've never heard it before, Rick. So, Joey Pals, listen at 1 o'clock on every day. 1 o'clock every day, but especially on Friday. Hear Wink talk to Gordon Jenkins, and maybe he'll explain that song called The Professor that you heard it here first. Okay, Joey Pals, this is Monday, the 26th. So that means this is the last Monday we will be together in September with Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
That's it. Okay, I'm afraid to ask.
Where am I? What am I doing?
That I'm not afraid to ask. I'm afraid to ask about your report, but we can start out with where are you?
Well, actually, I'm in the desert this week. I will be in Utah again shortly, and I've been traveling the globe, as everyone knows. I was in San Diego this weekend for a day, then I had to go to Marina Del Rey. And then I'm back for a day today, and then I'll be back in Los Angeles literally this afternoon. So.
And you snuck in Italy somewhere in there.
I did do that, yeah. I'd love to go back there, but, you know, I'll take the Joey listeners with us so I can show them just the wonderful culture and beautiful. And I guess I missed a lot. People were telling me, you know, I wasn't there long enough to see, you know, Rome and all this.
In
all the other beautiful places. But I hear that Florence is absolutely gorgeous, and I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, yes. Italy cannot be done in one trip.
No.
I'm
going to make it a lifelong career, and and maybe you know your travel crew.
ACT.
Yeah, it maybe
we've
maybe
done
they'll
several beautiful things. We did
Well, I'm going to start bugging them to say when are you guys going back to Italy, and then maybe I'll in fact I'll lead that trip.
Okay. I'll make sure that you get that newsletter every month.
Great. Yeah. But just let them know I want to go to Italy.
Okay, you got it. So bring us back to the Coachella Valley with a report about COVID, monkeypox, whatever you want to tell us.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out where the heat was gone, and then it came back with, like it was angry, and then it's supposed to leave again. I guess it's like me. It's kind of like me.
Oh, I see. You leave, you come back, you're angry. Angry,
and I come back. Well, yeah, let me just update the listeners what's happening in the community. And I'll give you some other numbers because we've been working with the county lately trying to really, you know, I joke about it and I say the pandemic's over. And that's really from a mindset and a heart set, more so from a clinical perspective.
You're not the only person who said the pandemic is
over.
Oh,
no. Yeah, this week,
but we won't get into
President
politics.
President Biden, I think he was right on that perspective. People don't want to hear that it's over per se, but I really believe for all figures and facts, we're going to have to move on as if it's, like I always say, it's just become part of the fabric of the lives we live. But I can tell you what's happening locally, and then I can share with you some of the things that we're seeing on the ground and why I'm comfortable at least, you know, trying to get people out to live their own lives. Currently, the case rate that we're seeing is around 12 per 100,000 per day. So that's, I would call that low in that, remember way back in the day, we were hoping that number was always under 5 per 100,000. But with the current variant circulating, we know that we're at the, you know, we were talking about the Omicron variants last week and the one that we were really worried about, which we're not seeing any increase right now. It was at 9% last week and now it's still around 10, 12%. Bottom line is easy to catch. And it's easy to catch 30 days after you got it. The first time or second time. So we know it's going to continue to spread. And we're just not seeing any significant, I want to say disease, meaning people hospitalized because of it. And that's really a good thing. The positivity rate is hovering around 10%. So 1 out of 10 people we're testing. We're testing for both the flu and COVID. And there seems to be either a adenovirus or a rhinovirus that's circulating that looks like it could. We always used to assume if you got a stuffy nose and a fever or a cough, it's COVID. Now we're seeing a negative for flu, negative for COVID, and something else. So we think this is a new adenovirus that's circulating. And when I peek inside the schools, we're seeing that similar trend.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
How do you test for the flu? The same way? A nasal swab?
Yeah, yeah. We have a nasal swab. We can test for a whole bunch of respiratory syncytial virus. We can test for five different respiratory viruses with one swab when we have to. So we're not, like I said, we're not really seeing any specific pickup in the flu either as yet, but we expect that to come probably when the temperature starts to drop, and that's going to be a blessing and a curse.
Brian,
we have less than a...
Me something. You said the case rate is 12 per 100,000 per day for COVID. What would it be for flu? Have you got any idea?
Oh, no, it'd be, right now it wouldn't even register.
Oh, okay.
I think in the past 2 weeks in our immediate care is people presenting with flu-like symptoms. Everyone we've tested, I think we've had one positive. And we check the hospitals as well, and we follow the CDC incidence and prevalence rate locally. And we're just not seeing the pickup yet, but it's coming. We're seeing some in the Northeast, some in Northern California. So we know it's here. And I told the listeners last time, we look at Australia as kind of our bellwether, what happened down there. And they had just one hell of a bad season. We thought that 2018 was their worst year. This was four times worse as far as people sick, hospitalized, etc. The good news is we have excellent quadrivalent flu that seems flu shot that matches the strains we're seeing. I told everyone last time it's influenza A. Right. That's what they saw down there. And I can tell you this, you know, come out now and get your flu shot while you can. Drive up, window down, sleeve up, and get it done. And I'll tell the listeners, I went and got my flu shot and my COVID booster bivalent shot last week in our clinic, both in the same arm. I want to know that. I was brave. And I have to tell you, you know what? It put me out for like a day. I didn't feel right for a day. I had a little arm pain and a little, you know, I felt tired. But now I'm like, instead of $1 million, I'm like about 999,000.
Right, was it the flu shot or the COVID that made you ill?
Well, that's the problem. You know, I always tell people get them both at the same time. That way you only have to show up once. But I think this was all COVID, because every time I've gotten a COVID shot, my arm's gone. You know, you have local soreness for a good 2 or 3 days.
See,
the flu shots don't do that to me.
I didn't have any of that.
Did you get your bivalent booster?
I don't even know how to say that.
Well, come and get it. Well, it's free. I always tell everyone they are free, but come and get one. It's having a significant impact. Oh, yeah, I can tell you this. We've only given, not us, but in the U.S., I think just shy, it's about 4.5 million doses so far. That's way below what we expect. So maybe if we see any blip on the screen of any increase in COVID, people will go out and get it. But like I said, we've already talked about it. 97% of all U.S. citizens have some immunity, either from multiple infections, exposure, or vaccination. So that's a good thing.
Remember when we started this 100 and blank, blank, blank weeks ago, and you taught us all what herd immunity was? Are we there?
Well, we never had a chance to meet the classic example of herd immunity, but we've kind of stumbled into something that is going to resemble that, meaning everyone who hasn't gotten it probably got it and didn't know it. I always said 70% of our employees at Desert Oasis since the beginning of the pandemic have tested positive at least once.
Gosh.
And we know that penetration and transfer rate in the community has been essentially that high. Now, a lot of people have, you know, there are people that tell me, oh, I never got it. You know, I never got it. But eventually you're going to get it. So
if
we didn't meet the classic example.
How would you determine if I've ever had it, a blood test?
We could test, we could test to see specifically if you had natural virus. We would look for antibodies in your blood. But I'm not a big fan of antibody testing because it doesn't serve any clinical purpose.
Gotcha.
It's cost without benefit.
In the couple of minutes we've got left in this segment, what do you think of monkeypox at this point in time?
Oh, I told you, we're already on to orangutan, maybe gorilla by next week.
MPX.
Well, here's the good news. I told you, I think I mentioned this. We're seeing a steady decline in monkeypox cases across the U.S. Now, this just could be people aren't testing, But I think we got once we switched to giving intradermal vaccine so that we could, you know, we could literally, you know, have, you know, 10 times more vaccine that was available to give, I think that helped a lot. We're still continuing to give vaccines locally in the desert. Us, DAP Health, is still doing that as well in the county. I think we've given near 300, and I know the county last Thursday changed the they expanded the indications now. I think they're at level 2A and 2B. I can't tell you. It's kind of complex, but if you want to go online, go to mydohc.com, or if you want to go to myturn.gov, the vaccine line where you could register for a dose, it'll walk you through whether or not you meet the standard. But typically, it's a little lower risk individuals versus those who might have been, for lack of a better term, you know, in high risk promiscuous categories of worker status and or healthcare exposure. So we're moving down pretty soon. Any exposure, even low level, you'll be able to get the vaccine. So just stay tuned or go to our website and check out and see if you feel at risk. It'll answer all those questions for you.
Okay, Joey Pals, I'll put all this beginning information up on joeyenglish.com. And when we come back after on the other side of the treasure chest, we'll open that squeaky medicine cabinet.
Joey!
Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.